Okay, so we're just waiting for Rich to make sure he's okay.
Recording stopped.
So, Pat, thank you so much, Alex. Thank you. Oh, wow. That's so nice of them. So, Pat, do you want to open it up? Like, well, I'll play the music and you'll say hello and welcome like you did the last time? Okay.
Yes,
thanks.
Please.
Okay, so I'm just waiting. We're waiting for him.
Yeah, I'll talk about them for a minute or so.
Sure.
And then I'll ask some questions for
you. So you'll do the intro and yes.
Yes, please.
You know, Pat, I was wondering, do you think it would be possible when I'm doing the program this week, the printed program, what if I just put the intros that you will be doing in the printed form so I don't have to keep going back to those schools and asking them to do a write-up? Or I could have John do it, but... Would you be okay if we just printed the ones that you...
Yes, that'd be fine.
And then Jordan Lynch sent me an email today to say, I'll be there, Angela. We'll be using the tickets. So there you go. So they will be there. You are correct.
Okay, good.
That's good. Come on.
So I can send you those introductions tomorrow.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Welcome to the WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio Share-a-thon. Today, we will be live on the air until 6 o'clock p.m. with guest hosts from the local community. And to say thank you for your financial support, we have some great gifts to enrich your Catholic faith. Operators are standing by right now to take your tax-deductible pledge. So call 224-206-8455. That's 224-206-8455. Or visit WSFICatholicRadio.org to make your donation online.
Rich Gannon was inducted into the Sports Faith Hall of Fame for professional football. When he was a child, he wrote a report on the saintly life of Bishop St. John Newman. He was a three-sport athlete, football, basketball, and crew for St. Joseph Preparatory School in Philadelphia. He played football for the University of Delaware. In 1987, Rich was a fourth-round draft choice of the New England Patriots. He played quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings, Washington Redskins, Kansas City Chiefs, and Oakland Raiders. Rich played 18 seasons. He played in 4 Pro Bowls. He was All-Pro twice, NFL MVP once, and an NFL champion once. He was a 16-year CBS sports commentator. Rich and his wife, Shelley, have 2 daughters. He says the rosary every day. He listens to broadcasts of Bishop Sheen. Rich expresses his faith very well. He is a wonderful example of perseverance and sportsmanship. Rich, where were you born?
Well, Pat, first of all, it's great to be with you. I was born in the great city of Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love.
Which hospital?
Women's General Hospital in Philadelphia.
All right. The reason I ask is that my father was born in the Jewish hospital in Philadelphia, so I was just checking to see if you were born in the same place as my father.
No, that didn't happen.
Okay. What's your confirmation name?
Joseph. And I was actually confirmed by Cardinal Kroll, Archbishop of Philadelphia, which was a real honor. I went to St. Cecilia School. I was trained by the Immaculate Heart of Mary nuns and the diocesan priests. And as you mentioned, Pat, I went to St. Joe's Prep, where I was educated by the Jesuits. So I was blessed to have parents who loved and cared me enough to send me to the good Catholic schools. I'll never forget, outside of my school in Philadelphia, it's still there, St. Cecilia's, there was a quote from Pope Pius that said, "The soul of education is the education of the soul." And I never forgot that. It's been really important to me throughout my life.
That would make a great T-shirt.
Yeah, it would.
And why did you choose the name Joseph?
Well, I, obviously, great admirer of St. Joseph. My dad was one of 10, grew up in a large Catholic family. His parents were Irish immigrants. I had an Uncle Joseph. There was a number of reasons why, but certainly those influences had a lot to do with it.
And Rich, what was your best game in any sport on any level?
Well, I don't know, Pat. People always ask about, what was your best season or your best year, your best game, your best play, best player you played against. I mean, there's so many great players and so many great games and so many wonderful experiences. I just think that the thing that I treasure the most were the relationships, with the teammates, my coaches. It's a total team game, football. That's why I fell in love with it, because you're only as strong as your weakest link, and I think it takes it, in any given play, it takes, if one person makes a mistake, then you let the other 10 players down. So I just really enjoyed the camaraderie, the teamwork, the preparation, and the competition, but I enjoyed doing it with others. I played some individual sports growing up as well, played tennis and some other sports that were more individual in nature, and I just really enjoyed the idea of being a part of a team.
Very good. And what's your favorite way to celebrate your birthday?
I think just being with family and friends, but mostly family. We don't do anything extravagant. I grew up in, like I said, a large home, and birthdays were celebrated, but they weren't mega parties by any stretch of the imagination. They were just that's time spent with our family, a nice dinner, and usually some type of birthday cake. But I just enjoy being with. I have blessed God. God's blessed my wife and I with 2 wonderful daughters. One who was 29, one's 27, and it's not as often, but there's nothing better than to be able to celebrate with my wife and 2 daughters.
And how is your family?
Everybody is doing well. I've got a wife. We just celebrated 31 years. It was our anniversary. We got married at the Basilica in Minneapolis, Basilica St. Mary. So we just celebrated 31 years. And as you probably know, in our profession, in professional sports, 31 years is a long time. So I think that's what I'm most proud of. In fact, I've got a great wife who stands beside me and helps support me, and at times discipline me when I need it. But I got a great teammate. That's really what I have in Shelley. And of course, my oldest daughter, both my daughters went to Catholic school. They went to a couple different Catholic schools while I was playing. I went to Holy Family Catholic High School in Victoria, Minnesota, and then both went off to college. But one is a doctor. She's an emergency medicine doctor in Wilmington, Delaware. My other daughter works in finance in New York City. So both of our girls from the East Coast, but we're really proud of them and how hard they've worked and the type of young ladies that they are.
Do you renounce Satan and all his works and all his empty promises?
Absolutely.
Very good. How close is your weight to the weight on your driver's license?
I would say it's very close. My playing weight and my current weight is lighter than my playing weight. So.
Wow. How do you do that?
I'll be 59 years old this December, and so. You know, as a guy that was in the league as long as I was, I have to keep moving. So I try and get into the gym 4 or 5 days a week, try and work out, try and, you know, be careful what I put into my system. So I think it's, you know, a lot of it as a professional athlete was about dedication and discipline. And I tried to carry that forward with me since I've retired.
And we've got Charlie Bagnon of Sports Faith in the studio, and he'd like to ask you some questions.
Perfect.
Okay. Hi, how are you doing? We're so happy that you could have join us today. And I know I'm a big NFL fan, so I remember watching you many, many times over your career. And I marveled at the fact that you were able to do as well as you did, Rich, for as long as you did. You know, there aren't a heck of a lot of quarterbacks other than maybe Tom Brady and, you know, maybe like one or two others that have played in the NFL for 18 or more years and been as successful as you were. What would you say was your, in the NFL, or like Pat asked the question about what's your favorite, or, you know, what do you think was your best game, but just in general, more a generality, which of the teams or which of the years that you played, Rich, did you find the most fulfilling?
Well, I would say, Charlie, I appreciate the question. I would say towards the end of my career, you know, when I came out of Delaware in 1987, I was 21 years old. I wasn't really ready to play in the NFL. I'd come from the system of football, the Delaware Wing T. It wasn't really a pro-style offense, and so it took me a while to kind of figure things out. And I think I went to a situation with a lot of turnover with the coaches and play callers early in Minnesota. I eventually got traded. I spent a year with Washington. Then I had shoulder surgery. I was out of football 1 year. And then I landed in Kansas City. I had a kind of jumpstart in my career. So I really felt like those years in Kansas City, those 4 years, I was playing some good football and finally got the opportunity in 1999 when I was a free agent to sign with the Oakland Raiders. And really, was the first time in my career that an owner and a head coach just really gave me the keys to the car, really believed enough in me to name me the starter and to give me the opportunity to lead. And I just cherished that opportunity. And I think what I'm most proud of is those 6 years I spent with the Raiders. I came into an organization that was really in bad shape, had a lot of dysfunction. And I think my legacy is that I helped turn that place around by the time I left.
In fact, going along with what you just said, my memory might not be correct, but if I recall, you that was your most successful time in your career in terms of you made all pro. And in fact, weren't you like the NFL most valuable player one of those years?
I was, and I went to 4 straight Pro Bowls. And so I had a lot of success late in my career.
Wow.
I think I took good care of myself physically. I think we talk about the 5 P's, proper preparation prevents poor performance. I was really a student of the game. I put a lot of time, effort, and energy into what I was doing. I was very passionate about the game. I always tell young players, you know, it's not a right to play in the NFL. It's not like, you know, it's like a driver's license. You know, it's a privilege to have one. And if you don't keep the car on the road, or if you drive while you're intoxicated, they take away that privilege. And I say in the NFL, you know, there are no guarantees. The minute you think you finally arrived, they're looking for someone younger and cheaper to replace you. And so me say, you know, you have to work at it every day.
Yes.
And you have to be the first one in, the last to leave. So I never wanted to be cut. In my 18 seasons in the league, I was never cut.
Wow. That's quite an accomplishment, especially given all the things that are happening in the NFL the last 5 or 10 years, Rich.
Yeah, I just try to do the right things. I was brought up by parents who taught me the value of hard work, of being disciplined, and taking pride in your craft. And that's what I try to do as an NFL player.
Well, thank you. Those are some excellent comments and excellent advice.
Rich, I have a question. It's Angela. I'm just so amazed and impressed by your willingness to discuss the Catholic faith and its role that it's had in your life. Can you talk a little bit about how it impacts you personally and how it can help other players to have a strong faith life?
You know, Angela, I feel so blessed to have had the opportunity as a young person to have parents who loved and cared for me, who made sacrifices to send me to great Catholic schools, to a private Jesuit high school in Philadelphia that opened their doors in 1851.
Wow.
Young men since then. And so I was blessed to have been exposed to a lot of wonderful people, strong Catholic men and women who cared enough, that dedicated their lives in service of our Lord. And I really benefited from those relationships. And I took that with me to the University of Delaware and to the National Football League. My Catholic faith has always been very important to me. I try to live out my faith. I am not perfect, but my faith's important to me. And so I think a lot of people don't realize there are a lot of Catholics in the National Football League, a lot of Christian men. We have a Bible study. All 32 teams have a Bible study every week. All 32 teams have a chapel each week. All 32 teams have Catholic Mass available to the players at the hotel the night before the game. Some teams travel a Catholic priest. The Green Bay Packers have done that for years. I think the Chicago Bears do that. A number of teams, I think the Minnesota Vikings do that as well. So, you know, you know, I think sometimes people watch football and don't realize that the people that are playing the game are just like you and me. You know, we have our struggles in life. We have our challenges with our family and friends and relationships, and we're broken, you know, and we're sinners. And so I drew strength and energy from knowing that regardless of what I did on the field on Sundays, that I had a God who loved me. I had a relationship with Jesus Christ that, you know, that regardless, if I did my very best on the football field, whether we won or lost, that I knew that I had a God who cared enough to send his only son into the world and die for my sins. And I just think that helped take some of the pressure off of me as a player, knowing that, you know, I can only do my very best, and my very best is usually good enough. But, you know, I just... You try and share that with other players. We're all called to be witnesses. We're all called to share our faith and to be disciples. And I tried to do that during my 18 years as an NFL player.
Was there a coach that exemplified that more that comes to mind at any level that you worked with?
Yeah, you know, I was exposed to a lot of different coaches, whether head coaches or assistant coaches. I didn't get the opportunity to play for Joe Gibbs.
Oh, yeah.
And I missed him by a year, but his entire staff stayed on. Mm-hmm. And I can just remember the night before games going to chapel, and unlike any other team I was ever on, there'd be like 18 coaches sitting in the back room taking notes. It was a very long locker room, the fellowship, the witnessing. I remember going to players' houses for Bible studies, wives having Bible studies. The chapel program, you know, opportunities for Catholic players. It was just a very unique place. I would say the Kansas City Chiefs were very similar. So, you know, I was blessed to be, you know, some of my best friends and best teammates were my brothers in the faith. And to know that we went through seasons together where, you know, we had struggles and we had successes, but we did it together and we prayed together. I think that's really important. People don't realize that, you know, players in the NFL pray before the game. They pray after the game. There is a real bond in the National Football League. And I think it's a shame. You know, the networks don't want to show you that.
I was just thinking that you mentioned that they cut it out.
I worked for CBS Sports, and so I know that after the game is over, those players gather on the field, a lot of them, they take a knee and they pray, and the networks cut away from that. They don't want to show that. And some of the teams don't really want to get too involved. But there is a strong brotherhood from a lot of players, not all players, but a lot of players, and they realize the importance, the significance of that relationship with Jesus Christ.
Amen. Do you miss being in the media?
I don't. I still do NFL radio. I still work for Sirius. I still do some stuff with CBS Sports Network, but not. I don't do the NFL games anymore, so
yes.
I don't miss travel, be on the road 21 straight weeks. I still enjoy I still enjoy talking about it. I have my microphone here. I still do the NFL radio show, so I stay around the game. I enjoy that.
What did you think of the draft? What did you think of the Chicago?
I think the Chicago Bears did a really good job and just building their football team even prior to the draft. I think, you know, Caleb Williams is stepping into a much different situation than Justin Fields is stepping into. So I think it's going to be a very interesting season in Chicago. And by the way, Kevin Warren, the president of the Chicago Bears, is a dear friend of mine and a very strong Christian brother.
Pat's smiling. Pat, what did you have? Would you like to comment on that?
Well, I agree with you 100%. Kevin Warren is a very, very, very ardent Christian. And he's like Nehemiah, who rebuilt the walls of Jerusalem.
Amen.
Like Kevin, Nehemiah fasted. Like Kevin, Nehemiah prayed. And like Kevin, Nehemiah was successful.
Well, I think you guys are off to a really good start, and I'm excited to see. I'm a big fan of Matt Eberflus, a lot of those coaches on that staff. I've gotten to know them over the years from doing their games. Did a lot of Matt's games in Indianapolis. So I think the future is bright for the Chicago Bears.
Matt Eberflus is a disciple of Jesus Christ and John Wooden. He teaches the Pyramid of Success, and he's an excellent, wonderful coach.
Lucky to have him.
Yes.
Well, I promised you, Rich, that I know you have a call at the end of the hour. What a wonderful half hour. I think that Sports Faith International is so blessed. What do you think, Pat, to have someone like Rich Gannon in the Sports Faith Hall of Fame?
Yes, it's a tremendous association, and thank you very much for being on the air today, Rich.
Well, thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate it. God bless you. Thank you for all the wonderful work you're doing. We need to bring more people back to the church. I saw a statistic today that 72% of Catholics don't even attend Mass on Sundays. It breaks my heart. So I think we have to do a better job as a church reaching out and getting our young people back in the pews. So God bless you. Thank you for the
thank you doing. And love to Shelley. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thank you, Rich.
Thank you for being a part of the WSFI Antioch 88.5 FM Catholic Radio Share-a-thon.
Recording stopped.
Stay tuned for more community hosts and opportunities to pledge your support. Call 224-206-8455. That's 224-206-8455.